Rock 95, a little Stone Temple Pilots this Wednesday morning. It is Spence, and we continue our conversation with police officers around the area. Police Officer Appreciation Month. Thanks to our sponsors, Knutza Casey, Rivers Edge Hospital and Clinic, and for Manish in New Ulm. And joining us on Wednesdays has been the Eagle Lake Chief of Police, which is John Kopp. And welcome back.
Thank you.
Been busy with the crazy weather here.
Yeah, it has been. It's been unfortunate. There's been three fatalities in the last couple of days in a neighboring county, so that's unfortunate.
And that's really sad. And yeah. This time of year, things change really fast with the weather and some of the icy conditions. They're still out there. Roads are okay, but there's still plenty of icy spots all over the place.
Very much so. The snow with the wind yesterday and the day before, the snow was blowing across the road, making it just a glazed ice on the roads. So.
Yeah, it certainly was. I was out and about Sunday and Monday. It was really bad both of those days. You know it's bad when the semis go 35 miles an hour.
That's for sure.
Right, you certainly can tell. It's certainly a concern. I know you have a son that's going to be taking his driver's license soon, so those are worry things for adults and for parents all the time. And with conditions like this, you got to keep reminding them to
slow down. Drive for conditions. And
what are some of the other things going on over in Eagle Lake? Dogs can be, love dogs,
but they can be an issue. One thing we like to remind residents is that whenever the dog is off your property, they have to be on a leash. No matter how well behaved the dog is, they're still an animal and they're still unpredictable. And by ordinance, you still have to have your dog on a leash when they're not on your property. The other big thing is make sure you clean up after your dog. We get many calls every year about the dogs doing their business, so to speak, and people not cleaning up after their dog. So we try to hit on that.
Yeah, grab a bag. Take a bag with you if you're going for a walk with a dog. Sometimes I bring two because...
You never know.
Right? Now, the other thing going on, a lot of people, they'll see something and... maybe they don't report it right away or they leave a message. What's the process you would like to see happen on that?
What I'd like to see happen is for people, if they see something suspicious, call 911 right away, even if they don't think it's a emergency, so to speak. 911 is the number to call to get a hold of us. That way we get the message right away or the call right away. If people leave a message on our office phone or if they tell us 3 days later, it doesn't do us a lot of good because the probability of the person or vehicle or whatever is going on is probably over with, and we're not going to be able to investigate it very thoroughly.
Probably quite important, especially if we're a bedroom community like Eagle Lake.
Right, exactly. And I know people, I hear this all the time, people say, well, I don't know, I didn't think it was that big a deal, I didn't think it was an emergency, so I didn't call. But again, call 911, it's for emergencies and to get a hold of us right away for if you see something suspicious.
Do you have a lot of theft issues?
Yeah, we have a fair amount. Just like any other community, when the weather gets nice, it seems like everything kind of starts to spiral upward, with our calls for service and things. So
okay, gotcha. Oh, sorry about that. My apologies. Also, you have something a special event coming up this spring.
Yes, it's the safety fair. It's May 18th. We picked out the date. It correlates with the seatbelt kickoff for Towards Zero Deaths. And it's a popular event. And it's not just for people in town. It's for anybody that wants to come and join us. We have Mayo helicopters that come in, State Patrol helicopter that comes in, different squad cars that come in that the kids can look at and climb into. And you get a chance to meet your officers. And we have free food and pop and water there for everybody. It's a nice event just to get out to know your neighbor and get to know your officers.
When is that again?
May 18th at the Lake Eagle Park.
May 18th. Okay, very good. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate you coming in again this Wednesday morning. We'll talk again next week then.
Sounds good.
Appreciate your time. We'll be right back.